The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house open to be broken into. You must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please pray with me. Prepare our hearts, O God, to accept your word. Silence in us any voice but your own, that by hearing we may also obey your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Our gospel passage today comes from Luke chapter 12, and it is a continuation in a litany of sayings by Jesus that left his followers scratching their heads in confusion. Its beginning is yet another one of Jesus' teachings on money and possessions, one of many. Jesus spoke more in the gospels about possessions, wealth, and material accumulation than any other topic. He seemed to think that our attachment to material possessions has some direct impact on the wellness of our souls. Sometimes Jesus spoke about these matters with nuance and generality, but not today. Today's passage is blunt and to the point. Here exactly is what Jesus said. Sell all your possessions. To those who were listening to Jesus that day, hearing him utter these words, clear and uncompromising, sell all of your possessions, translates 2,000 years later to something as ludicrous as quit your job. It involved the folks listening to Jesus, thinking about the abandonment of security that they have worked for so long, that they managed to carve out a layer of very, very thin protection they felt would catch them if something happened, if they fell through the cracks in a society with no safety nets. So I think it is perfectly reasonable that the people listening to Jesus, and even you and I here today, hear this passage with a healthy dose of skepticism. What could Jesus possibly have meant? Those people needed everything they could save and accumulate to make sure they were providing a secure future for themselves and for their families. And we need our 401ks for the looming cost of retirement. Who will take care of us when we get old? How will we know our families will have enough to live? Surely Jesus, if he were here, if he understood the insecurity that nags at us every single day, would never say something like, sell all your possessions, or
quit your job. And so, when we read this passage, we are looking for deeper meaning, some way to explain, in Jesus' words, some deeper, more mysterious or esoteric truth. I hate to say it, friends, but I suspect when Jesus said, "Sell all your possessions," he actually meant, "Sell all your possessions." He did not say, "Hold a garage sale to get rid of all the extra stuff in your basement, and don't forget to give an extra percentage to charity. Or make a point of regularly going through your closets and giving away the skinny clothes that, well, let's face it, we all know you'll never wear again anyway." And he did not say, "Try your best to downsize and just try to be a little bit more thoughtful about your consumption, okay?" No, Jesus said, "Sell all your possessions." That's what he said. Some expressions of Christian practice have, over these past 2,000 years, have equated poverty with holiness. It is possible to do the unthinkable, to sell your possessions, quit your jobs, reject the accumulation of things and money, but there are not a lot of us able to do it. We are consumers of the highest order. We work ungodly hours. We contribute faithfully to our 401ks. We constantly refine the list of what it is we need because we so very desperately do not want to be left without any security. So this morning we are faced with the question of what to do with this troubling passage, with Jesus' instructions to his first disciples to go and sell everything. As is the case with most biblical texts, it would be a serious mistake to pick out little pieces of this text and use it as a brush with which we paint broad strokes. As we know, Jesus' words can easily confound the casual reader. With a difficult biblical text like this, we can often get to its core meaning when instead of asking the question, "What did Jesus say?" we go a little bit deeper and we ask, "Why would Jesus say such a radically difficult thing?" Look carefully with me. Jesus begins with these tender words. "Do not fear, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." And then he comes in with the gut punch. "Sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor." But did you hear that? Do not fear. God is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell all your possessions. I think perhaps we find the key to Jesus' teaching not in the message of prosperity, where we follow Jesus for the sole purpose of benefiting materially. God is pleased to give you the kingdom. And not even the message of asceticism, where we endeavor to live like the early desert fathers, selling everything and living with nothing. No, I think we begin to understand the why of Jesus' declaration right here at the beginning. Do not fear. Strange that Jesus would say that, isn't it? The other times in the Gospels where these words are used, Jesus and his disciples find themselves in scary and life-threatening situations, like powerful storms on the Sea of Galilee, or going to sleep one night and meeting an angel in your dreams, or running for your life because evil people in power are out to kill you. But none of these dramatic or life-threatening events are looming in this case. Yet Jesus says to his disciples, "Do not fear." Jesus knew the accumulation of possessions was something that we do to create a sense of security and numb out our fear. Before Jesus said, "Sell your possessions," Jesus first asked his disciples to do even something greater. Do not be afraid. A lot of people don't know this about me, but I have a natural propensity towards anxiety. While growing up, I always had this feeling that at any minute, everything could be taken away from me. I was constantly attempting different coping mechanisms that could help dissipate the incessant feeling of angst. I went to a Catholic grammar school, and it is clear to me now that the faculty and administration were fully aware of my nervous tendency. Of course they were. Many times I was displaying full-blown panic attacks. There was a nun, a sister Jane. She was the art teacher for every grade in school, and she was a very sensing woman. She was always aware of her surroundings, and particularly the students in her care. Every morning as the school gathered on the playground, waiting for the morning bell, Sister Jane was there scanning her students and making sure that everything looked in order. Every morning she would make a point to make eye contact with me as a way of checking in. If I looked at all disheveled or in pain, she would whisk me away to the convent. She would clean me up and give me a quiet space to collect myself. She didn't talk to me or try to find out what was wrong or try to fix anything. She just gave me a quiet place to sit before school. And before she would walk me to class, she would say very calmly to me, "God is here. God is here. God is here. You are safe. You are safe. You are safe." I find that to be so incredibly profound. Jesus said, "Sell all your possessions," but he is talking about changing much more than the inventory of our personal belongings that we owe. Jesus is talking about taking an honest look at our lives and noticing what it is that motivates us. Because Jesus knew when he said these words that you and I often live bullied, tricked, and manipulated by fear. We make decisions that keep us chained to jobs we hate, possessions that encumber us, relationships that poison our lives, because we are afraid. We are so afraid, and we would never have the courage to let go and trust everything to God. There are bills to be paid, after all. What is it that defines your life, that influences your decision-making, that takes its place at the forefront of your mind? Are you scared? Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Jesus also said, "Perfect love casts out fear." My mother kept a beautiful home. She was meticulous in its details. She was a natural at interior design and used her entire life collecting beautiful hand-woven Persian rugs, 18th century reproduction furniture, oil paintings, large gold mirrors, china, crystal, silver. She hung wallpaper that she had imported from England, and she made custom window treatments, and oh, the fabrics with the many textures and colors. She spent much of her life cleaning and polishing and maintaining a very beautiful and tasteful house. The problem is it felt more like a museum than a home. There might as well have been velvet ropes sanctioning off parts that she didn't want you to touch. My mother died 2 years ago, and my father has just recently sold the house. My brother also purchased a home and was in need of furnishings and really wanted all of my mother's things. This made complete sense because Lord knows I don't need any more stuff. My father had a rough appraisal done, and all of my mother's possessions were valued at a mere $15,000. It actually cost more than that to ship everything to my brother. The whole situation was rather depressing and sad to me. It just doesn't seem like much for an entire life's work. Jesus said, "Sell all your possessions," and he meant it. So today you could hear these words of Jesus and you can go out and sell everything you have in hopes that you'll make a little bit more than 15 grand. You could even go into work tomorrow and quit your job. But whatever it is you do, hear the deeper message of Christ behind these words and do not live your life shackled and wrestled down by fear. God is here. God is here. God is here. You are safe. You are safe. You are safe. That is profound indeed. Amen.